we're paying off a promise to our Patreon supporters and covering the Forgotten Realms in our setting on campaign.
Live from the mandated 6 feet away in New York City, I'm your host, Shane.
And I'm your host, Ishan.
And welcome to episode 244 of Total Party Thrill, a podcast for game masters and players where we discuss our campaigns in order to inspire yours.
In this episode, we're paying off a promise to our Patreon supporters and covering the Forgotten Realms in our series on campaign settings.
So just a quick programming note. Last week's episode was obviously a little bit late, kind of set a new record. That's okay.
Once every 5 years, you know, no big deal.
So to make up for it, this week we're releasing a day early. Just to prove we're still here, we still got it.
That's right. Some of you are waking up right now going like, I'm so confused. I don't understand. I have Total Party Thrill on a Wednesday.
Yeah. And I have no commute anymore. My whole world is upside down.
What day is it even?
All right, so we're going to skip Character Creation Forge and Gates of Mourning. We'll move straight into our main topic, which is Forgotten Realms. Ishan, can you talk about Forgotten Realms without talking about the history of Forgotten Realms?
No, of course not. That's where you need to start. You've got to begin at the beginning, my friend, where Ao, the Overgod, made good and evil sister deities, Saloon and Shar, the two aspects of the moon, as everyone knows.
Yeah, naturally. And if you're going to create two deities, obviously you make them diametric opposites, so they fight constantly.
Right, you make them two women who fight each other.
Uh-huh.
As sisters do, right? I guess.
I mean, because women.
Look at me. Oh, I made two ladies, and you know, guess what happened? Imagine that. They fought and made the world somehow. I don't really know how that works.
Yeah, whatever. It doesn't matter. They also made some gods, most notably Mistral, the goddess of magic.
And she kind of creates the weave, kind of the weave happens at the same time that she gets created. It's like I don't know, an afterbirth. Is that gross? Whatever.
Okay.
And that's all of magic, both arcane and divine, and then she dies a whole lot.
She's gonna spend the next, I don't know, 35,000 years just dying and getting reborn, changing names once or twice, coming back. It's she's got a whole saga ahead of her.
Nobody cares. It's fine.
Right.
All right, so 30,000 years later, the archwizard Karsus steals Mistral's magic by casting an epic level spell, an amazing spell, and it breaks the whole world.
Apparently it was a great spell for like 6 seconds.
Right. For one round.
Yeah.
And then he broke concentration.
Right. So in the process, in order to save the world, like restore things, keep magic working, Mistral sacrifices herself and ends up reborn as Mistra, thus kicking off her pattern of death and rebirth every time some dumb wizard decides to do something stupid.
Cool. And then nothing happened for 1500 years.
Yeah, more or less.
Until two other gods who, I don't know, I guess decided that they just wanted to screw some more stuff up, stole some tablets from Ao, you know, the guy who made all the stuff in the first place, the guy who knows everything all the time and is basically the GM insert, so, you know, you can't get away with anything.
Yeah, his title is Overgod.
So Ao got mad, the stuff got stolen, although I guess what happened is like he didn't really know who exactly stole them, which is weird, and so he just punished everybody.
This is angry dad, like, look, I don't care which of you did it. I just want my baseball cards back at 9 p.m. tonight, and I won't ask questions.
And until then, everyone is grounded.
Exactly. So he made all the gods mortal, except for Helm, who he kept in heaven to, I don't know, guard the way back or whatever.
He's like the third kid who is the one who follows all the rules all the time. And when they leave to go for vacation, they're like, hey, take care of everyone else. Make sure nobody dies.
Nobody likes Simon the Chipmunk.
That's right.
All right, so naturally this goes according to plan for Ao, except that Mistra decides as a mortal she's still going to fight Helm and try to get her way back into heaven. And Helm is a deity still, so she gets wrecked.
Super wrecked. I think she like falls to earth and explodes.
Yeah, she explodes in a big pile of magic.
All right. All right, fine. So some adventurers. I'm going to guess this is somebody's home group.
Mm-hmm. But not your home group, notably.
No. It was Ed Greenwood's home group.
Right.
Show up and go save the world and kind of save Mistra again. Oh, well, one of them becomes Mistra again. Right, is reborn, yeah. I guess.
She's reborn into the party wizard, I guess. I don't know.
Right. It's always some lucky lady.
Mm-hmm. Okay, then 30 more years later, this is roughly 2007 in the modern world. Char, you might remember her as the evil goddess aspect of the moon, has another god, Sirik, backstab Mistra, kill her. But for some reason, Mistra can't get rezzed, so magic is broken, and voila, 4th edition casting is here, baby! We are in 4th edition!
Hey, and it lasted forever.
Yep.
Wait, hold on. Turns out people were really pissed both about the rules and about the changes to Forgotten Realms in what has become known as the Spell Plague, which really doesn't exist anymore. So because the over gods at Wizards of the Coast intervened and said, that never happened.
Yeah,
let's just Men in Black that whole thing.
All of the philosophers and historians of the realms all banded together and prayed to the over gods at Wizards of the Coast, who granted their intervention and retconned it for them 100 years later.
Turns out Mistra wasn't dead after all. She was just taking a little vacation. She needed to get a snack. So she comes back, fixes everything, and fixes the spell plague, except that fixing it turns everything basically back to the way it was, so she kind of rewound it.
Yeah, she didn't fix anything. The world still has the same problems. Like, why remake it in its old image? Why not make it better? This is so dumb.
I just want to get back to normal, Shane, okay?
Right. Anyway, so your world axis is dead, your world tree is back, your Elminsters are back to their pre-4th edition glory. Like, are you not happy yet, nerds?
As long as Elminster's okay, because he is the author insert for us all.
Right. For all us large bearded white men.
Yes, canonically, just whoring for about 2,000 years.
Uh-huh.
All right, okay, so we've covered the history now. Let's move on to geography.
Yeah, so first of all, we're going to talk about the only place that really matters, Faerûn, because that's where the Drow live, and they're obviously the most important race. But I guess there are other continents, like...